we set out to play some team footed, and I thought we were a bit patchy at the start, let him back in, but I think the way we finished off is the way we want to play for four quarters.
And that is Taylor Walker after his dominant performance yesterday, an amazing 77-point win start to the year. I'd say they'd be pretty happy over in Adelaide today. Phil Walsh joins us. Thanks for your time, Phil.
Yeah, no problems, Anthony.
I suspect Adelaide's the footy fans, the Crows fans, are up and about today.
Yeah, I've been in the office all day. It's a holiday here, so I haven't seen too much of the fans, but I'm sure they're happy.
How do you have to manage that? I don't necessarily mean the fan in the street, but I guess around the club, the staff, everyone, the players would all be buzzing, which is great, but it's only one win, I suppose, at the start of a season.
No, exactly that, Anthony. We have the 24-hour rule. Come win, lose or draw, you've got 24 hours to get over it. Then we're into Collingwood, so the boys have got a couple more hours to think about yesterday's game, and then we've got fierce competition Saturday night.
What was the best thing about it from your point of view?
I was really happy with the pressure that we were able to put on North Melbourne, and they had their moments in the start of the third quarter, but probably from other than that 10-minute period, I thought we pressured them really well.
Walshy, was that the biggest thing coming into the coaching role that you saw was a big deficiency of Adelaide's, the pressure when the ball was turned over?
I've said, Cam, that it's their defence I wasn't happy with. Yeah. And it's not really until you get inside...
And that's team defence?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's not until you get inside the club that you just, you know, see what structures are in place. And, you know, they're pretty similar structures. Maybe, I just had maybe a few more non-negotiables around team defence that might have been here previously.
We just had... It's Mark Robinson here, Phil. We just had Ross Lyon talking about the use of his midfield, how they've got to be a bit more creative. Example, David Mundy, you know, he came off half back a little bit last night because it's hard for these people who have got the bash and crash mentality and they see ball and go after it six times in the one play. And you've got a couple of players like that. Dangerfield is one. Rory Sloane's the other. Rory came off the half back started a couple of times last night. Is that part of this new age footballers? We've got to look after these crash bash players a little bit more. Is it just part of your mentality of having, I suppose, a midfield that plays all over, half forward, half back, wing?
Yeah, probably a little bit of all of that, Mark. Probably both. So I'm a bit of an advocate. You've got to have a little bit of the versatility. I think Hawthorn's shown us that. You know, makes it hard if the opposition are not sure where your good players are, but the bit about the bash crash is really right as well. I mean, it takes its toll. It's a bit like playing running back in the NFL. You haven't got a really big lifespan if you play that all the time.
If you play at that level that you did yesterday, and let's hope you do, if you do, it's going to be a sensational season for you. If you play at that level of intensity yesterday, how careful does the man management of bodies have to be?
Yeah, that's massive now, and probably one of the biggest changes that have happened in my time in footy is GPS and... I often say it, one man's GPS analysis is another man's shortcut. So having someone within your organisation who really knows GPS and understands it is really important. And we had a really good conditioning staff here and they got good alignment with it, I believe. But the monitoring of the GPS is massively important in our game at the moment.
Well, so you would have seen a lot of great games from a lot of individuals over the time. But for your captain to walk out round one and do what he did yesterday, you would have been just sitting in your chair going, great decision by the football club to make this man our captain.
Yeah, Cam, it's great. I'm a big believer in probably over the journey, particularly the last probably 15 years, it's been really hard for the big forwards to be able to get a bit of space and be able to actually get a contest one-on-one. So it was really good to see that the guys, both back and through the mids, were able to move the ball really quickly and get a couple of good ones to Tex one-on-one with a bit of space, and we saw what he's capable of doing.
Do you think that's the key for season 2015? You have to be moving the ball quickly to give your forwards that kind of time and space?
Oh, I think it is, Cam, and I mean, I take my hat off to Ken Hinckley, what he's done at Port Adelaide. I think it's really helped the whole competition and made AFL footy more attractive. I was lucky enough to have 1 year underneath him last year, and he probably opened my eyes a little bit to the offensive ball movement.
Just before you come on, Phil, we're trying to go through your career and think of the big key forwards that you played with and who might have been the big, strong captain type. Were you at Brisbane Bears when Roger was captain?
Yeah, I played with Roger. I also played with BT, and
we didn't think BT was going to be captain material.
No, probably not. And I also had four years with Gary Ablett Sr. And although he wasn't the big forward, he was given space, and you know he was just a fantastic highlight reel. So I think it's a great attraction of our game. May have gone out of it slightly, but it's great to see now the Franklins, the Roughheads, and hopefully Tex Walker can be in that company.
In 2008, Franklin kicked, off the top of my head, 113-88. Okay, that's what I seem to remember. Last year he kicked 79-63. You said there, it's coming back to the big forwards. Why is it coming back to the big forwards, you think?
I just think teams now want to move the ball a little bit quicker, so it makes it harder to get players back. We could get into a debate here forever on the interchange cap and whether that's helped it or hindered it. But I think that coaches in particular have decided now that we hold a few more forward structures now. You look now, like once around the stoppage, there'd be maybe three in front of the ball, maybe four at most. Now you see a lot of teams holding six, and it's become a little bit more of a field position game. So I hope it stays that way.
I wrote this morning, looking at the nine games over the weekend, the age of defence, which we've probably had for the last, seven?
2010 was when Collingwood really brought that.
Right, but yeah, before that, yeah. Rossi had it, yeah, and the cluster, the Hawks had the cluster at Clarko. The age of defence might be showing cracks, that every team now has had enough time, years, to say, right, this is how the opposition is going to play. They're going to push up on us. What are we going to do to combat it? Is there any merit in that, or are I just talking crap?
No, I think there's something there, Mark.
I'm always talking crap.
I think what's happened, though, is a number of coaches have looked to be more aggressive with their defence, so they actually take greater risks, and they're prepared to try and trap the ball more up the ground. Now, that means that you don't retreat quite as much, which means the numbers aren't back, so it doesn't come to that look, which I think we all hate in the game. And, you know, a player's got the ball in the middle of the ground, and he looks up, and there's 18 players in front of him.
Mm. You're an 80, am I right in saying you're an 80 cap man, Phil? You'd like to see it reduced?
Yeah, I am, and I'm not on any mission or, you know, anything about it. I got asked a question about it. I believe that if we went back to 80, that the up and down the ground wouldn't happen quite as much, and we would hold our structure a bit more. I understand the downside, though, that people think that teams might come back and flood and play slower footy. So the product's pretty good at the moment. Maybe we don't need to tinker, but I'm an advocate. I think it's been the biggest change to our game in the time that I've been in it. I think 2004 Grand Final, we might have had 22 interchanges at Port Adelaide, and you know, then within a 10-year period, it's escalated to 150.
It grabbed the game. It moved too quick. It just moved too quick, I reckon.
Phil, Cole Hardigan, there was talk at the start of the year, you know, can this young kid stand up and be that second big key forward after Benny Rutten had retired? I thought his game yesterday was pretty impressive, even though the ball wasn't coming down there as North would have liked it, but I thought he held his own pretty well.
Yeah, that's probably a great test, Cam, just to see how those young defenders hold up. Talia's all Australian, but he's still only young. We brought Cole Chaney from Hawthorn. He's really only played 40 games, and Kyle Hardigan's only played 10. So it'll be a journey. You know what it's like, Cam, against those the young backs. It takes them a little bit of time to find their feet. But we're really happy that he's on our list, and we think he's got a bright future.
When Michael Voss come into the game, and James Hurd and Adam Simpson and Nathan Backley, you know, under 40 years of age, Phil, they wouldn't make comment on the game as a large, because they think, you know, I've just started, I can't comment. I'll leave it to the guys who've been around. This has all changed. You, Alan Richardson, Roosey, 52, I can't remember how old you are. Phil, can you help me out there?
I'm 55, Mark.
So 55. So you come in and you do interviews, and I listen to you, and that experience of life makes you, yes, I can pass comment here. You said before, you know, 180, but I'm not on a mission to get it, but here's my thoughts on it. Are you with Clarkso and believing that, you know, we went through that age of young coaches, but it's too hard. You need life experiences to deal with, you know, the life stories of all players and officials and supporters and coterie group members. I don't know. It's a difficult question. I don't even know what I'm asking you. But
I'm with you.
Is it easier because you you've had life experiences, and have you found it easier than what you imagined?
No, it's a really tough job. You know, I've often said it, and Choco and I, we butted heads a bit, and I said, "Listen, mate, I understand you've got an impossible job, because it is that. It's you can't be on top of everything at a footy club. But I think having a bit of experience for mine, I know what I've got myself in for. I've got a few rings on the tree, if you know what I mean. I've been around, so maybe the ups and downs aren't quite as high and low for me.
What about next week, Walshy? You got Collingwood. What did you take out of their game from Saturday night?
Yeah, I've obviously watched them closely because I knew we had them coming up, and I was really impressed with them in the NAB Challenge against Hawthorn. I thought their pressure on the ball carrier was fantastic, and then their next two games in NAB Challenge weren't as good, but you never know what's going on inside the club. You know, it could have been a really heavy workload. And then I knew they'd be well prepared, and I thought they were terrific against Brisbane. I know Scott Burns pretty well, and he had their stoppage going really well on Saturday night. So we'll need to make sure that we can get our supply to our forwards. It'll be probably a good battle because the two forward lines look pretty strong, and maybe they've got young back lines. So that stoppage work will be critical on Saturday night.
We had Brian Cook in before. I don't know if you know who he is. He's the chief executive of the Geelong Football Club. And Hutto asked him about Patrick Dangerfield.
Oh, I did, yeah.
It was me. Now, we've all heard Patrick, and we've all heard you speak about it, Phil. But now the games have started. Now, do you think if Adelaide can play like the way they play on the weekend, and they can do that consistently, and they finish, you know, in the top bracket, do you think the performance this year can help Patrick Danger, convince Patrick Dangerfield that he is his future?
I can't answer for Patrick, so something I can't control. I've had a conversation with him. I've asked him, now you're contracted to the footy club, play as well as you possibly can, and do your role for the team, and that's all I can ask.
But do you think, Phil, that the style and the success of this one game, if you follow that through, I mean, say you win the premiership, does that help? Does that help convince Patrick Dangerfield that his future is at Crows?
I try to convince my own son who's about Patrick's age about things, Mark, and I've got no idea what's going on.
This is when you're too old now, Phil.
Exactly right, mate. Exactly right.
Well, good luck with that, because I reckon if you're going to play like that, I reckon a lot of players would like to
any player
join
want
in.
To play where they played yesterday. It was brilliant.
Thanks for joining us, Phil. Best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks,
Phil.
Philip Walsh there, the coach of the Adelaide Crows. I just hope they don't put him on ball for too much of the year, Moons. Are keeping him out of the stoppage.
Well, what are
bit.
You saying, Anthony?
Well, we don't want to beat him up too much for next year.
It's happening. That's happening in the game, I'm telling you. The game is so hard that clubs...
Oh, you've got to pick and choose a little bit more with your players. You've got to be smarter.
He's got Crouch and Thompson to come in to that midfield. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, with so many numbers around the ball, it's so much harder in there now. It's so much more crash and bash.
Now, there were some... I'll just get to those details for Adelaide supporters in Melbourne back up if I can. The Crows are on the lookout for the Victorian members to sign up to be part of the 19th Man. They're celebrating 25 years in the AFL this year. Head to 19thman.com.au/memberships for more information and check out the range of options available for Victorian supporters.
Were you commentating on that game?